section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kewaunee Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This one, I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
Hey, you guys. Just at the age when you're looking for an interesting and exciting career in the military, get into the sky where they can't find you. Higher than you've ever been before, behind the border, as a proud member of the Free Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, B-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
Yes, spreading Mexico's natural resources is a really fine job for any young man of military age. So take off with guys like me in the Free Mexican Air Force.
What? No.
I'm high, all right. But not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. Powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine. Over.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Love is real and I'll fade away. When I hey, hey, hey. Love is free and I'll fade away. Love is free and I'll fade away.
Buddy, it's Blake Clayton, your host of It Burns When I Pee at section86.com, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on flappadaddy.com. Get some, bitches.
Hello. Thank you. Yeah. dare to spend a dime. I'll puke if that jukebox plays John Cougar one more time. But if I ever leave here, I hope never to return. If I get that van back, man, the road I'm gonna burn. But right now my future's in the hands of the boys down at Firestone, stuck in Indianapolis, feeling all alone. Can't go west, can't go east, I'm stuck in Indianapolis with a fuel pump that's deceased. 10 days on the road, now I'm 4 hours from my hometown. Is this hell or Indianapolis with no way to get around? Hey, is this hell or Indianapolis with no way to get around?
Yeah, how y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sam Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. That was the Bottle Rockets, a band sent to me by a good friend of the show, Jeff Mullins, and from their 1997 release called 24 Hours a Day. That song we just heard was Indianapolis, and just great stuff. I hope you like that. Right before the Bottle Rockets, we heard from Astronaut Academy, their self-titled album, and we played a song called Monkey Man 956, and just great stuff. New stuff from the Astronaut Academy. And right before that, we heard from the Guess Who from a really obscure album of theirs called So Long Bannatyne. It was hard to find. A friend of mine asked me to look for it here about a year or two ago. And it was quite hard to find, and it's, like I said, a pretty obscure album, but it's fantastic stuff, man. Overlooked by a lot of people. And the song we played was called Pain Train. Just great stuff from the Guess Who. From the album Wall of Pride, right before that, we heard from Omar and the Howlers and their song called Down in Mississippi. Just great stuff from Omar and Howlers. Great band from Texas. Mississippi, actually. Moved to Texas, but just great stuff. Album, like I said, was called Wall of Pride. And right before Omar and the Howlers, I played a local band from here in Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, actually. And they put a self-titled album out called Ingham County Regulars. And I played a couple tracks off that. Track number one, Pretty Lies. And I played track number eight called Cha-Cha Chewy. And it's an instrumental. Just a great local band. They broke up about a year and a half ago, and it's just too damn bad because this album is really great. And they never got off the map too much in pretty local and regional. But man, I wish they would have done better because it's just a hell of a band. And they're really popular around the Lansing, Michigan area and down in Detroit. But they never got much farther than that, really. And it's just too damn bad, and it's too bad they broke up, and just great stuff. I hope you like the Ingham County Regulars. And right before that, another band sent me some music earlier in the week, and the band's called Rebel. And they'd like me to remind you that at Crossroads in South Carolina, on August 15th, they're going to be playing with the band Diamondback. So you have Rebel and Diamondback playing at the Crossroads August 15th in South Carolina. So check that show out if you're anywhere in the area. Great stuff. And we heard from Rebel, they heard the song called Enough. Right before that, I started up with a bootleg feature artist of the night, Rush, of course, and we played, actually, I think it's the only cover song Rush ever did. I might be mistaken, but this is before their first album was put out. I believe it was off of a 45. Then we played a cover song called Not Fade Away. Just fantastic stuff from the band Rush. And here pretty quick, I'm going to be playing a nice long bootleg set from Rush, recorded in 1974 as their first album was released. And this is a pre-FM broadcast. And it was recorded at the Algora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio, on August 26, 1974. Let's come up here in just a few seconds. Still to come in the last hour of the show, like we do every podcast, Jared Morningstar is going to be on the phone with me. We're going to be reviewing the brand new album from the Black Crowes. Released earlier this year, the album's called War Paint. And like I said, that'll be in the last hour of the show, so stick around for that if you can. Well, the band is Rush. That's Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, and of course, the great Neil Peart. This is one of the earlier recordings of the band Rush, recorded as their first album was being released in 1974. This is at the Algora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio. This is Rush Live, and I'll talk to you on another side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Assam Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Tonight's headline act, we'd like to give a lot of thanks to the people from Mercury Records and Pix Corporation for helping promote this band and helping promote the show tonight. I think we should all give them a round of applause for recording this fine band. This is the band's album. The name of the band is Rush. The name of the album is Rush.
Rush!
Rush! Thank you. How you doing, Cleveland? Hello. It's excellent to be back here. We're going to do it soon for you, called The Best I Can. Right now, this is a number called Needs Some Love. We'll be right back. I'm gonna do one of ours called Fancy Dancing.
Shock to me.
behave yourself.
Cards and notes.
this what I'm learning. Yes, you know that the heart is born. Yes, it's a stay on time. We'll be right back.
Yeah, great stuff right there. Vintage early Rush right there. 1974, you know, 34 years later, they've got 24 gold albums, and I think 14 of them are platinum, and they're yet to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Isn't that a bunch of shit, man? I don't know, what more can they fucking do to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after all these years and putting out all the great music that they've done, and I hope you like that bootleg set from Rush, 1974, at the Algora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio, so I hope you like that. And still to come on the show here pretty quick, we have our album review with Jared Morningstar. Like I said earlier, we're going to be reviewing the brand new album from the Black Crowes, released earlier this year. The album's called War Paint, so check that out here coming up pretty quick. If you guys ever get a chance to surf around on flatdaddy.com, you're going to find a lot of other shows besides my Bootleg Asylum radio show, and they're all well worth tuning in for throughout the week, and get on the chat board with us, and we certainly appreciate all you guys supporting these shows, as well as all the shows at section86.com. You have Vertebreaker, It Burns an IP, and Creative Tragedy. And here at flatdaddy.com, you have LP Sides Only with your host Lefty Axies on three times a week, actually. And you have Misfits Radio. And brand new, you have, of course, Jared Morningstar. He comes on to do these reviews with me. He has his own show called The Hank and Change Show on every Wednesday night. You have a show called The Rat with your host Tap Rat. He plays movies and Star Trek-related series and great stuff there. On Mondays, you have Sports One with Larry. And like I said, there's a lot of stuff to check out here, and we certainly appreciate you guys taking time to support us. And like I said earlier, I hope you enjoyed that Rush bootleg set, man. It's a nice long 40-minute set there of live Rush. The bootleg was actually had another 15 minutes to go on it, but I kind of narrowed it down to what we played there. And like I say, I hope you like that. Anyway, I'm going to get back into the music right now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com. All right, from the brand new album from the Black Crowes, War Paint, that was track number 2, Walk, Believe, or Walk, and on the phone with me right now is Jared Morningstar to do a review of this album. And Jared, I always try to find different ways to introduce you every week, but gosh, it always turns out the same, you know?
And you know what? It sounds good every week. I wouldn't worry about it. It's good to be back.
Anyway, yeah, I appreciate you sending me this album from the Black Crowes, the War Paint, and I've given it quite a good listen over the last couple weeks, and I find it, the first few songs on it, I think, are really good, and I just wanted to get your opinion on what you thought of it.
Well, I think our opinions are going to be quite similar, actually, and I, except for the fact that I am, or have been, quite a big fan of the Black Crowes. Now, this album spiked quite a bit of interest because this was their first album in 7 years. They had gone on quite a hiatus. The brothers, Chris and Rich Robinson, had a feud. They split up, they each did solo material. They came back, they started touring a couple of years ago, and now they have this.
Yep, well, there's no doubt it's a Black Crowes. You can tell that right off the bat.
You can. I mean, the essential sound is still there, and they released the album on their own label. So, I mean, there's a lot of hype for the record, I think, and they kept the essential sound. It's definitely them. You know, they haven't necessarily lost a beat as far as the sound goes. The sound has changed a little bit. I find this record to be a little bit more rootsy, I guess, if that's a word. Most of the early Stones records, and really the sound has kind of carried through their career, has been almost like a Rolling Stones classic 60s blues rock kind of sound like that.
More on the rocky side.
I'm sorry?
More on the rock side, too.
Yeah, exactly. Focusing a lot more on the rock and roll. Whereas this album, I think, goes backwards a little bit in terms of their influence. I think this shows a lot more of blues and perhaps even a little bit of country on this record a little bit. And what we agree on is that the first half of the album is far superior to the second half.
Yeah, I think so myself. I think myself, I talked to you about it before the review. The first 4 or 5 songs, I think, are good, and to me, I think it kind of falls apart after that, but you found some songs toward the end that you kind of like.
Yeah, and the first, I would say 6 songs. And the first song, Goodbye Daughters of the Revolution, is your classic Black Crowes single. That is the one song that you'll look at and say, it's a Black Crowes song, there's no doubt about it. And the song is great, I like it a lot. Then you get to track 2 and it kind of sets you up for the musical style of the rest of the record.
Yeah, well, I thought that was a good lead-in for this review.
It was a perfect lead-in because, see, it represents the album well. It's called Walk, Believe, and Walk, as we've discussed before. Very slow, hard blues, good song. And then you kick into another slow tune. A lot of slow songs on this album, which is surprising. Oh, Josephine, more of a country blues flavor, a lot of soul in it. Pretty decent song, a little bit lengthy, but decent. I think things pick up a little bit with Evergreen.
Evergreen is a good song.
Yep, you get a little bit of jazz to go with the blues. I like that. I think at that point is when you see the quality go down maybe a little bit. We Who Saw the Deep is a good blues rock type of groove. It's okay. It's good. And then the last really solid song that I can pick up off the record is song 6, which is called Locust Sheet. It's almost like a mid-tempo country blues. It's not like Oh Josephine, which is very, very slow. It's more of a mid-tempo. You get a lot of nice imagery. I like this song. It's at that point for me that this album starts to go downhill. Moving on down the line is a lot like Who Saw the Deep, and it's just not as good.
Yeah, the final track, Whoa, a Mule, I wasn't too impressed with that one at all, really.
Which one?
The last track, Whoa, Mule.
Me neither, not at all. It's cool to hear the dobro in there, but
yeah,
not for me. Wounded Bird, same thing, very ballady. It doesn't even sound much like a Black Crowes type song that they're known for. The Gold in the Hills is okay. You get a little bit of a Western flavor in there to go with the blues. That's probably the best song in the last 5. Although the cover, God's Got It, isn't too bad. It's a good song, and they do a nice rocking version of it, which is a complete contrast from the old Crow-Medicine Show, old-timey version. But it's a tale of two halves. The first half is very good, and the second half is disappointing.
Right. Well, you know, when I say it falls apart and, like, maybe you say disappointed, that's just to us. You know, music is subjective. There's a lot of people that really might like them a lot. To me, it just, it's all the style of music, I guess. And this, you know, doesn't mean that it's not good.
Well, and we're talking about subjective. You know, you're speaking from someone who's not a big fan, right, or has never really been that big of a fan. I have been, and I guess for me, maybe that's why it's a little bit more disappointing, because the album really does flow with style. I mean, it's a style album where you have a lot of the a lot more blues than what most Black Crowes albums have had. And because they're a lot of the same style, I just think the first half of that that goes by that style is a lot better than the second half.
Right, and you were saying that they released this on their own label, right?
Yeah, it's their own label. I believe it's called Silver Arrow. I think it's had some partnership with a major label, but it was done on their own terms. They wanted to have their own say for it.
Well, as I say, that's risky in itself because, you know, they like radio stations, you know, as well as I do, like major labels to push them. So, you know, they're basically relying on their core audience to go out and buy this album and not being heard on the radio.
Right, and who knows, maybe some of the songs towards the end of the record are great live, and it's just, I don't know, for considering that, you know, they've been gone so long, and this is their first album back together, I don't know, maybe the next album they'll release is going to be just absolutely fantastic, and the Black Crowes that I really was into years ago.
Right.
We'll just wait and see. Either way, I mean, the first five or six songs, depending on whether you want to draw the line, are still really solid, and I think they're going to appeal to, you know, especially fans of the Black Crowes, but also maybe fans that like good blues rock. Because Chris Robinson still has a great voice, and Rich Robinson can still play the guitar.
Yeah, the brothers are fantastic. And I guess the thing I find hard about bands like the Black Crowes, and there's, you know, all the bands are like this really, that are popular as they are, as time goes by, when they put out music, either people either compare it to the first album and say, oh, it's all the same old stuff, or if it's too different, then they say, oh, they've gone off on a tangent, and they don't know where they're at, you know. So, you know, it's kind of a hard mix for them to find, you know, the right line to, you know, record music on, as far as, you know, being like they always are or trying to do something different and, you know, getting away from the fans.
Yeah, it is a hard line to walk. And they did, the album that they released before this one in 2001 called Lions was probably their biggest departure from their sound, and they got a lot of flack for that. This one goes back towards where they used to be, but it's more bluesy, and I think that they're trying to do new things, probably to please the fans who would be with them, like you were saying, that they did the same thing every time. And, you know, it's not like this record is all bad. It's just hit and miss, you know.
Right.
That happens.
Well, I guess, you know, like I say, we both kind of agree it's a hit and miss album, and I guess this is the part of the show where we usually pick a song from it. So, as always, you get the first pick, Jared, is what we'll play next.
Walk, Believe a Walk is gone. So, I don't know. Let's play Locust Street for me, since that was my one pick that you didn't necessarily agree with.
Okay, yeah, and I'm going to pick Evergreen, and I think that's a well-rounded, look at the album itself, really.
I do, too. It covers the blues, it covers a little bit of the country, and then you have, like, Evergreen, which even has a little bit of the jazz in there, too. So, I think, it definitely covers the album well.
Well, all in all, it's definitely a Black Crowes album, and it might not be their best one, but they are back, and I guess they're going to be out touring around, so, you know, look for them out on the road here pretty soon, you know, doing this new album, War Paint, live. And once again, Jared, thanks a lot for coming on the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show like you do every podcast, and let's remind everybody that you, yourself, have your own show at flatbeta.com, is that correct? You want to give the time on that and the day?
Yes, it's called the Hank and Shane Show. It airs every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, and expect to hear all different kinds of music and a different artist feature every week, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. So.
And it's also available on section86.com.
Yes.
Mondays at 1 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, or 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time?
I forget the time. I think it's 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The shows that air Wednesday, you can get them on the following Monday at that time. So if you miss a show, you can just grab it there. If you want to hear any of the old episodes, you know, go there. They're there. So enjoy it.
Yep, cool. Well, once again, Jared, like I said, thanks for coming on the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show, and we'll talk to you next podcast.
All right, outstanding.
All right, have a good couple weeks. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you too.
in the light of your
song.
Yeah, many thanks to Jared Morningstar for sending me this album and coming on my Bootlegger Song Radio Show, as he does, to do these reviews. And that's the brand new album from the Black Crowes, released earlier this year, called War Paint. And that was Jared's pick right there, the last one we just played, called Locust Street. And my pick from after the review was called Evergreen. And we led into this review with track number 2, Walk, Believer, Walk. And if you're a Black Crowes fan, I don't think you'll be disappointed with this album at all. Like I told Jared before the review, I'm not the biggest Black Crowes fan. This album really didn't change that any. Although it is, it's pretty good stuff. The first few tracks on it, I do like. And the album does kind of fall apart, in my opinion, after that. But, you know, that's just my opinion. And that don't mean a whole lot to a lot of people. But, you know, you might find it to your liking. So check out the brand new album from the Black Crowes called War Paint. And if you're a Black Crowes fan at all, you're more than likely going to like it a lot. And like I said, thanks to Jared Morningstar for coming on, as he does, and do these reviews with me. And before that, a long time ago, we started this set off with 18-Wheeler and a song they do called Rigor Mortis Cat, another great band that you can find on MySpace, you know, underrated as they are. Good stuff right there from 18-Wheeler. Well, you know, man, with a bootleg artist and the reviews that we do, ate up a lot of the show tonight, so I got a few minutes left of the show, and I want to get back into the music right now and get a few more tunes under the belt, so I'll talk to you another day of these again. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com.
City for the forest further on, painted wagons of the morning, dusty roads where they have gone. Sometimes traveling through the darkness, let the summer coming home. Fallen faces by the wayside.
10 years after, your privilege, Alvin Lee!
Baby!
Yeah, I guess we can refer to that to that 70s set. That, of course, was all bands from the 70s. Oh, my favorite bands, man. Ted Nugent from the album Scream Dream. And out of all the Ted Nugent album covers, man, that's the badass of them all. It's got Ted Nugent there with his arms held out with the guitars attached to the end of each of them where his hands would be in a fucking great shit. And that was Spit It Out, track number 7 from that. And we heard the title track, track number 2, Scream Dream. And right before that, from another band from the 70s, Elvin Lee, from 10 Years After. And before that, we heard Leslie West, and they were both from an album called Night of the Guitar. It was in 1988. They went on a series of concerts along with other bands from the 70s. We had Randy California, Pete Hancock, Steve Howe, Steve Hunter. Steve Hunter used to be with the Alice Cooper band, or Alice Cooper Group, I believe it's called. Of course, Robbie Krieger from The Doors, Elvin Lee from 10 Years After, like I said, Andy Powell and Ted Turner from Wishbone Ash, and of course, the mighty, mighty Leslie West from Mountain. And like I said, they got together and did a series of concerts called Night of the Guitar. This is Volume 1. They have a Volume 2 as well. And these are also available on video. So if you want to check out these great artists on your TV or on your computer screen, just look up the Night of the Guitar volumes. There's Volume 1 and 2. And there was also another series of guitar players, I think, in the early 90s. And that includes Robin Trower and just a whole bunch of Ronnie Montrose, Rick Derringer, and just a whole bunch of other people. But this was Volume 1. From 1988, like I said, called Night of the Guitar. Hope you like that. Well, that's about my whole show for tonight, man. It kind of whizzed by really fast, and I appreciate everybody who's been taking time to hang out in the chat room with me, and those of you who have been tuning into the show while you're browsing the internet, man, we certainly appreciate it. And the show is going to be available this coming Tuesday at section86.com, and soon after it will be on iTunes. So, like I said, I'm going to end the show right now, and I guess I'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks in the next podcast. And I'm going to end it, as I always do here the last few weeks. I've been ending it with my father's band called Roy Fox and Country Blues. So dig on this a little while, and we'll talk to you, like I said, next podcast. And thanks for the support. We really appreciate it. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com. Have a good one, everybody.
Please forgive thoughts I'm thinking. I didn't mean to be unkind. Please forgive me if I hurt you. Don't you know it was the last thing on my mind? I've searched for you for all my lifetime. I love you long as I live. Don't ever take your love from me, dear. Hold me close and please say that you forgive. Please say that you forgive.